Mrs. Vance, you were getting ready to tell me about something that happened on wash day.
We had chicken. Mostly chicken and baked potatoes, something she could fix quick. Because we had to wash down to the spring down under here. And when nobody boiled, we had to watch the pot boil, so we knew we were going to have fried chicken. And potatoes, she used to boil them and put butter. Sometimes she put a piece of ham bone, but she could cook potatoes in there and put, it's like you'll make gravy. Uh-huh. Put that in the potatoes, you know, make them not a thick.
I bet that was good. Did she fix this ahead of, was wash day Monday?
No, she did it when we got through washing, come home. The men would be in the field, the brothers,
uh-huh.
And the women would all wash.
What day was wash day, though?
Most on Wednesday.
Wednesday, huh? But so she would have all this chicken and stuff prepared ahead of time, so you'd know.
No, we had to do it. Sometime in the morning, she would dress that chicken, put salt on it,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
And cook it when we come home.
I see.
But we had to do those potatoes when we got to the house.
Right. But she chose chicken to do on wash day because she could do that a little some of it ahead of time. It sounds like a real good meal.
Yeah.
I bet you enjoyed that.
Well, I say we had a good life.
Mm.
We were grandchildren, but we had a good life, and they were so good to us.
Your grandparents took real good care of you. That's wonderful.
And if we got a whipping. Which I never have had too many in my life. It was real necessary to get a whipping.
Mm-hmm. You had to have done something
unless they have to.
Really bad, right? Something you really shouldn't have done. So you feel like they were really fair? They were real good?
Good. And we had a good life.
That's good. So we were talking about food, and you didn't have to buy very much food, mostly raised everything. What about furniture? Was there someone in the family that made the furniture, or did you buy that?
No, I don't remember buying too much furniture because they had furniture. Mm-hmm. At that time, my grandmother, what they called the front room.
Mm-hmm.
I remember she had a sofa,
mm-hmm.
These old time next to it. And a bedroom suit consisted of a bed and a dresser and what they called a washstand. You know, it had the big old picture set on there.
Yeah.
And it didn't have no mirror on it. The washstand didn't. The dresser had a mirror. I know my mother had. When my mother married, they gave her one. And she had one sister, Ditcher. They gave her one. So they had three, just like my grandmother had one, my mother had one, and my aunt.
And Aunt Gertrude had one, just alike. Uh-huh. Do you know where that furniture came from, or where it was bought, or anything?
They bought an answer, but I wouldn't know.
Uh huh. You don't know of anyone in your family then that made furniture?
No. My grandfather used to make baskets.
Oh, he did.
He tried to learn me. I was doing a real good teenager. I wish I had. Because I have a friend live out going towards Hotel Brown.
Mm-hmm.
She can do the same bottom chairs like I did. Big baskets and everything. I could have done it.
And now you wish you had learned it too.
I wish I had.
Yeah, that's that would have been a nice craft to learn.
Now that's one thing. He made fish baskets.
Oh.
Long, and the fish, when the fish, they go in, but it's all as hot, they couldn't come out that little place.
Mm-hmm.
But once they go in there, they couldn't get out.
So it's like a fish basket trap.
Mm-hmm. Then. Like a trap. Like, uh-huh. He made it out of white oak.
Oh, he did.
Take quite up and make splits and bake uh-huh. those. And he would sell cotton bases, they call it hampers. Make a cotton base.
Mm.
Then he made clothes base. Mm. Most of the people didn't have a clothes base. Put your dirty clothes in there and it slides up under the bed.
So your grandfather made did all
that.
This.
That was extra money. I know that was some extra money he made.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That was about all.
So where did he sell these baskets?
Different people in the community.
Uh-huh. But, I mean, did he have a place to sell them, or did people just know?
Come to that door. I would ask. He made them for a lot of the white people down in mm-hmm. used to make
they would just
people used to have, that's what you pack cotton in.
Right,
and they had
right.
sheets to spread it out, don't you? But they have these baskets they weigh your cotton.
Oh, I see. You had to have baskets to weigh the cotton in, too. And
then he got to where they made these sheets.
Uh-huh.
And when they tied the sheet up, it wasn't too much. They lifted up.
I see.
Try the four corners,
Mm-hmm.
The two going this way, two across this way.
Okay, you're indicating that the sheets are going across.
Like this, and tie.
Fold it from corner to corner.
The corner, and fold it like that.
Right, one corner together, and then the other two corners together. Huh.
Not long way, but caterpillar.
Yeah, sort of crisscross.
Crisscross.
Across. And who taught him how to make?
And they take.
And he used all kinds of materials?
Nothing but white oak.
Oh, all his baskets were white oak baskets.
Mm-hmm. And he'd make them and he'd soak them in a tub of water.
Mm-hmm.
He'd keep a tub of water and that kept them soft.
Mm-hmm. Did anyone in your family learn how to do it from your grandfather?
Well, my grandfather, my dad's father, he used to make, because we had a lunch basket with a top on it. Uh-huh. And it had a little way you could face and the top down on it. And it had, on the one corner, it had a round ring. And that was made onto the handle, mm-hmm. put that on it before you put the handle on.
Yes, ma'am.
And it would just turn right around on it, but you couldn't lose it.
Oh, of course, right. Mm-hmm. That was a
That was our lunch basket.
And you said you had a lunch basket,
it takes to school. See, we were all going to school. And grandmother would take that basket. Our lunch
animal. Oh, how nice. What did she pack you for lunch?
In the bag.
Uh-huh. What did
we like we have ham biscuits or something. Uh-huh. What did we have for breakfast? Ham biscuits or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Cheese biscuits or something. And sometimes a baked potato. Mm. And she always made molasses cookies or sugar cookies or something. Mm. We'd have a dessert, some kind of dessert.
Oh, so you got something sweet in your basket too. That's nice. Are there any, are any of these baskets still in the possession of your family? Do you have any of these?
No.
Oh, I bet you wish you did.
Yeah, I do.
So you don't know where any of them are?
No, because my sister stayed in the home house a long time. She didn't take care of things.
I see. So do you have any kinds of furniture or tools or quilts or anything else that you all still own?
No.
Was anybody that made quilts? Did you have any quilt
making? My grandmother.
Your grandma also made quilts. Well, you said she could sew real well and she made the clothes, so she was a quilter.
The way they used to do it when they get the quilts, mm-hmm. they would have a quilter, like my house today.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have it next time.
Mm-hmm.
All the ladies go.
Like a quilting bee, sort of.
Uh-huh. And they would cook dinner.
Oh.
Wherever they were sewing, I can remember when they had quilting. So maybe they turned out, maybe say two or three quilts in one day.
Oh, my goodness. Because there were that many of them? That many women that
women
came?
Women in the community were together.
Oh, how many would come?
Well, I don't know exactly, but the room would be full. They'd be all around it. And see, they marked the quilts off.
I see. And they all took a section of the quilt and worked on it? And then and some of the others of them cooked?
I think about six could quilt.
Uh-huh.
Four. I know four, because one would be, that must be. So you start in the corner like here. Just start quilting like this. And they draw them off like that, And you quilt, start over here, and you fill it in like that. I know four would be, and maybe they have one in here.
Yeah.
By six to the quilt.
Four, one in each corner, and then...
And on the side, it would be one on each
one
side.
One on each side. It would be six working.
Six would be with.
Did they make up their own designs? Their quilting designs?
They had patterned. See, they have the quilt. You cut the fit the squares.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you take long material and run it long way. Mm-hmm. You run it like this. And
run it lengthwise.
Lengthwise. Uh-huh. And then in between, you had to come between the little squares. Maybe about four squares to a quilt.
Uh-huh.
And in between there, you put blocks of solid material.
Yes, to block it off, to set mm-hmm. off the pattern. And were these patterns that they had bought or passed
I don't
down,
know how they got them, but they must have been bought from somewhere. Started. Uh-huh. Somebody had a good head if they did.
Yeah, somebody mm-hmm. before had mm-hmm. the patterns, but you don't know who they were. They
no,
were just sort of passed down.
My grandmother got them, they were just, somebody had cut them. And she'd go out there and cut a lot of square and sew them together. I have a lot of them, too. I've quilted a lot.
You
pattern. I can make them square. Well, I could put them together, too, but I don't think I've been put them together. But I quilted a lot of them.
But their patterns were these squares, pretty mm-hmm. much, that they would
I can
follow.
Make squares.
Uh-huh. Sounds like they had a real good time doing this. Now, while they were quilting, some of the others were fixing the dinner. Is that what I understand? Uh-huh. And then they would maybe take turns.
No, they'd all, the minute could get to the table.
Uh-huh.
And go in.
Oh, I see. And this would happen, what, once a month, or?
No, it's about once a year.
Oh, once a year this was a big quilting
and
activity.
And everything, farming was all over.
I see.
And maybe a year or two would go by, nobody would make it.
Oh.
But when I wouldn't say every year.
Well, when they did it, it was a big activity. Mm-hmm. And they would, what, spend a couple of days doing this then?
No, just one day.
Oh, just that one big quilting day. I see.
And so I can remember them doing it at night a little bit.
Oh.
I guess if they didn't finish.
Uh-huh.
They
but they would make a lot of quilts by the end of the
two
day?
Two or three.
Uh-huh.
And most, see, like if you had one, you'd uh-huh. bring it.
I see.
I had one, I'd take it to where the quilting was going to be.
Uh-huh.
And at the one that laid out high, she'd have one.
Oh, so these would be quilts to finish, you mean?
To quilt.
To quilt.
Quilt, these uh-huh. are, you have your tops already.
You'd have...
And your lined, and your cotton, and your thread.
Uh-huh.
And you spread the cotton all around the level.
I see.
And then you tack the lining and the quilt together in this quilting frame.
Uh-huh.
And then you stop.
So you might bring all the makings, but they would actually mm-hmm. do all the quilting right there.
Each one brought its own.
Uh-huh.
Cotton, quilt lining, and quilt.
Mm.
Three.
So you could accomplish a lot then.
Or they used to have what they call ball thread.
What's ball thread?
The thread would be in balls.
Uh-huh.
Little balls of thread.
Oh, I see. Rather than on the spool.
The spool. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mostly then, the coat thread was on ball.
Uh-huh.
And then I remember, they used to get a thread, and that's called number 8. That was on the spool.
Uh-huh.
And then all the other 40s, 30s, 50s, whatever. I remember from my grandmother's machine, she used number 50. That was the spine of it.
That was a real fine thread.
40, you could get 40. Mm-hmm. 40 and 50. And 60 was real fine.
Mm.
Instead of going up larger, it was came down.
Right, right. Were any of the older members of your family known for any special talents? Like, were there any musicians in your family?
Not to play music, but my grandfather, he could read music, you know, the notes, like that. He was real good with that.
He was reared with that? You said he could read the notes?
No, he could read music notes,
uh-huh.
and he could count, but he couldn't read.
Oh, he could not read?
Could not read, but he know his name, you know, the family's names on a letter when he could see that. And they had a duck school at our school one. And my cousin was a teacher. And it was like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. So Granddaddy asked her, how do you want me to do that? Do you want me to say 12, 34, and all that? She said, no, I can read. They called him Uncle Reed. She said, say like 1, 2, 3. That was nothing to him because he knew that. And he could, if a bale of cotton, like it said 20 cent or 15 cent a pound like that, and weighed 500, you know, he could figure that up.
He could do all that in his head real fast.
And we'd be learning our tables, and he'd just sit and listen, and we couldn't think. He could just tell you just like, you know, just whatever it is. He'd get tired of us trying to remember. We're trying to tell another, you know, a person under us, learning them the table. He'd get tired. He'd just start telling us what it was.
He would know what
you know. He knew his tables all the way through.
All the way through the nines?
All the way.
That's wonderful. So he, even though he didn't have...
But he couldn't read and write. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But he knew his tables, and he knew his... Mm-hmm. It sounded like he knew his arithmetic real good. Good head for that.
Yeah.
Probably with some schooling, he would have been real sharp at all that. I mean, he was already, but I mean, he would have had more training in it. What about...
Yeah, ever since he was a pretty good sized boy, little boy, started doing anything, he lived with white people.
Oh, he did live with white people when he was a little boy? Oh, was it, this was after he, because he was in slavery, right?
No, not
he was not in slavery, uh-huh. but his parents were. That's right, because uh-huh. we're talking about your grandfather, uh-huh. so he would not have been in slavery.
I guess his grandmother, I mean his mother,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if Grandma Amanda was, I guess she was. But he was.
How did he come to live with white people?
Well, from the people they were living with, I think when he got big enough to do a little work and things like that, they just hired, you know, and let him, whatever he made, they gave it to his mother. But they paid him, that was a way of her getting extra money. And he just finally, as he grew up, he was from one family to the other.
Oh, I see. Say with the white family some, mm-hmm. and say with his own family.
He would go home sometimes.
He would go home.
But not if this family got the place they didn't need him. They'd let a friend take him that day.
Oh, they were hiring up to another.
And the camp meetings, I heard him say Edgefield, and all down through Edgefield, all that, Augusta, Georgia, and that's all of it. Well, he was raised down in there. And I'd hear him, he would sit and tell us about things that happened down there. They used to go to camp meetings. He would drive the wagon, had this thing over, you know, food, the lice, the mules, and the family a whole week. They'd have camp meetings.
I see.
And he would go.
And he would go for a week.
Go wherever they went, if to camp meeting for a week he went to.
And then he said he would stay overnight at these camp meetings?
They'd stay a week. They'd put up a tent. And everybody had their own tents.
How interesting. And where was this? This was down in Georgia then?
He was raised in Georgia.
He was raised in Georgia.
And I had to go through to see Edgefield, the people that I worked for before I retired. They had a home at Sea Island, Georgia.
Oh, they did.
And I would go down with them, and we'd go through Edgefield and all those different places.
Uh-huh.
And I would tell them, I said, I heard my grandfather speak. I never thought I'd ever see it to them.
Do you know some of the names of the families that the whites that he worked for or with? No, you don't know their names.
Yeah.
But he did that all the time he was growing up, then. Huh?
Mm-hmm. He didn't live with his mother, not too much, after he got big enough to work.
Uh-huh.
The 12 to high. He would stay there.
What kind of work did he do? Was it mostly
farm? He helped in the house.
Uh-huh.
Whatever it was to do, he helped to do that. And he took care of the mules and the cows and things like that, hogs, all like that. And wherever they went, he would always go because he drove for them.
He was the one that drove.
He did the drive.
And you said he drove the buggy. Is when you speak of driving, was this a buggy or
a buggy? They would what they call it, a carriage or something else.
A carriage.
Like they go to church. Well, he would drive the carriage. You know, the two seats.
He was the one that drove the carriage for them.
Yes, sure.
So he took care of the horses too.
The horses and the hogs and cows.
How did he come to this area then? If he was from there,
his sister married a man from the Zion community. And he came to visit her, and he liked it, and he stayed in there.
That's what brought him here?
That's what brought him up here, come to visit his sister, and that was in Zion community.
And what was his sister's name?
Sister's name was Lula. Her name was Lula, and they called her Lou.
And who did she marry that was from here?
Banks. She was Lula Banks.
Lula Banks.
She married a miller. That's when she came up here to South Carolina. I don't know his name, but he was a miller. I knew his brother, but I didn't know him. He died early age. She lost her husband. He was, I don't know how old he was.
But he was a miller by trade. I mean, that's the work he did.
No, he was named.
Oh, his name was Miller. Oh, I see. She married a miller first, and then a Banks later. Oh, I misunderstood. Oh, I see. So she married a man named.
And when she was a miller, that's when my grandfather came to live with.
That's when
came
he
to
came.
Visit her,
uh-huh.
and he lived with her. Uh-huh. I think when her husband died, I think that's why he stayed with her.
Oh yeah, because he had died, so he stayed to maybe help her.
And she didn't have insurance.
Oh, she did.
And then after. I don't know when she went back to Augusta, went to Augusta to live. Because I remember when I knew about it, she was living in Augusta, then she gone back to Georgia.
Oh, so she
and that's why she married Banks in Georgia.
So she actually, after your father came here, because she was here and stayed, she ended up going back.
My grandfather.
I mean your grandfather. Mm-hmm. Your grandfather came, so then she ended up going back to Georgia then. Yeah, this would be like your great aunt.
She used to come to visit us. And I know when she got real sick, my grandfather went down to see her, and she was so sick, he stayed till she died. And stayed till after the funeral and shipped all her things back to
Oh. Hmm. So, and she went back that way then. We were talking about different people with talents. Were there any preachers or singers in your family?
No.
Well, there was a preacher.
In my husband's family.
In your husband's family, right, right. Yeah, I just remember that because he was the first minister of that church we talked about earlier. What about craftsmen? We don't want to lose that because I want... Okay, what about craftsmen? Were there any craftsmen in your family? Carpentry work or any kind of craft? Well, of course, The basket. Your grandfather was certainly a craftsman because he made all those baskets. And your grandmother was a good needleworker.
Yeah.
She did the quilts and everything. Anyone besides them that you remember? Do you remember hearing any of the older members of your family talking about hard times or good times that happened before you were born? Or any kind of floods or tornadoes? Anything like that?
I can think, you know, this has been a little bit about, I'm talking about an earthquake.
Oh.
You know, a long time, the first earthquake I ever heard of, didn't know what, I know they said it was, you know, the things off the shelves and things like that, you know, windows, they would jar the windows and all like that.
When was this? Do you have any idea?
It was, must have been when my grandmother was young.
Oh, when your grandmother was young, she remembers an earthquake.
They used to talk about, I'm talking about an earthquake.
Where did this happen? Was this in South Carolina?
Well, they were living in Zion Community.
They were in Zion Community?
But it was way somewhere than it was here.
Oh, I
in
see.
South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
They were at this part of it, anyway.
And she was...
But I noticed that the pictures and things fell off the wall. I heard it, and I'd be so scared.
Oh, they scared you with this earthquake.
Yeah, the earthquake and thing. I'd go to sleep at night. I'd be like, oh, I have one half of you.
But you don't remember one happening yourself, okay?
No.
Just what your grandmother talked about. What about the flu epidemic of 1917
that's what,
and 1918?
That's what got my mother.
That's what killed your mom.
My mother, her sister Gertrude died January the 3rd, and mother died April the 12th.
Oh.
And they only had two children.
Oh, goodness. And she died in 1919 of this flu epidemic that hit. Oh, my. So she was really, really sick from that. Did the flu hit anybody else in your family?
No, we didn't get it. I don't know.
None of you got it? None of the children?
None. And Daddy didn't either.
Just your mother and her sister?
And her sister.
Yeah, I said just your mother and her sister.
Granddad didn't have it. No.
Huh.
Now, see, mother had a little, let's see, that was April. A little baby was born February, I believe it was the 12th of February. Because he lived, he died June the 14th.
Oh, so she had another child.
She had a little baby, It was seven of us to get, but the other baby died as a pimp.
Yeah, we were talking about your family earlier, we were doing the family tree.
You didn't mention James.
Uh-huh. You mentioned Irving as the last one. Was there
James too?
James Webb.
James Thomas Williams.
And when was he born?
It was February 1919. I forgot.
February 1919. So that would be right
June
before.
June 14th.
And he died June 14th. Mm-hmm. Huh.
He was about 5 months old. Then.
And so she was probably a little weak still from childbirth.
Yeah, I guess so.
And
he knows, and that went in his system, that's what got him.
So he died, in a way, he died of the flu epidemic too then, you have to say. Oh my goodness. So you did have two members of your family died, your aunt and your mother.
With flu and my little brother.
And your little brother, I'm sorry, James.
And I guess you had a little baby too, but I don't know how old he was.
Oh, and then her baby
died
also?
Too. He died.
So there were really four of them.
I don't know if it was a girl or a boy.
But someone small. You just remember when I was small. My goodness. Do you remember taking care of, who took care of your mother when she was sick, your grandmother?
Let's see. Mother was sitting in the chair on the late Thursday evening, and she fell out the chair. And Daddy picked her up and put her in the bed. That was Thursday night. And the doctor came Friday morning, and she died Saturday.
goodness, she wasn't sick that long then.
Wasn't sick long enough for nobody. I know they went and got my grandmother. Grandmother come in over in the night. Mm. And the daylight, by daylight that morning, 6 o'clock, Mama was gone. Mm. But she got there before she died.
And you still remember that then? Did you go to her funeral?
Mm-hmm. But I can't remember too much about it.
Yeah, you were small. What about the members of your family in World War One? Did anybody serve in World War One?
No, not the immediate family.
Not your immediate family? I didn't know if any uncles served.
No, they were. Well, my two brothers in my family, told it, they had an epidemic of a typhoid fever.
They did. When was that?
That was when my daddy's sisters and brothers was teenagers, I guess. Mm-hmm. One brother died, was married, mm-hmm. and all the others. They were grown up. They wasn't married, but they were grown up. I remember, because I remember Uncle John, that was one of his brothers, mm-hmm. used to drive the buggy and bring us to our grandmother's.
I see.
I remember that with Mama and us. It was John, J.P., and Howard, and Marty, and Christine. Five of them died. This at six, the Uncle Andrew. Just, I don't know, I guess within 2 weeks, I met.
Five of them died in 2 weeks of typhoid fever?
Typhoid fever.
Do you know when
that was? And they said it was in the well, in the water.
Oh.
That's what I heard. Now, this is at town.
This is in town?
Mm-hmm.
In Townville?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and which family was this?
My daddy's brothers.
Your daddy's brothers and sisters. This would have been the James Webb's family. Yeah, his. And five of them died of typhoid fever from the well. Do you have any idea what years that was? Was that when you were a little girl or before then?
It must have been. I must have been about 3 or 4 years before.
Oh, you would. So you were real small, and you were born in 1906. So you think it was about 1909 or 10 at this time? That this disaster happened?
Must have been something like 1909 or 1910.
Ooh. And then, so James and Amelia Webb had how many children?
Must have been right at 11. Let's see. It was Uncle Andrew, Kate, Daddy.
Sam Louder. Uncle Andrew?
Uncle Andrew.
Uh-huh.
They called him too. His name was Carl.
Carl, uh-huh.
There's two. Dad is three.
Uh-huh.
Uncle John, four.
Uh-huh.
J.P. and Howard. There's six boys.
Uh-huh.
And it was Aunt Sally, uh-huh. Aunt Hattie, Aunt Daisy, Aunt Lily, and Aunt May. 11. 5 and 6 is 11.
And how many of them died then?
Five died.
And who were the five that died?
Uncle John, Uncle J.P., Uncle Howard, and Martin, and Christine.
Oh, my goodness. That was quite a shock. I mean, quite a...
They were teenage girls. The girls weren't even married. The boys either. One boy was married. Uncle Andrew was married.
But these are all young people. I mean, teenagers when they died. And you think it was the typhoid?
It's the typhoid. I can remember that because I'll never forget that name. I'm talking about... And they had to quit using the water out the well and go to a spring and get warm.
Was there anyone else in the community that died that you know
not
of?
With that.
Just this family? Just
this family.
The Webb family because of their well. Oh, it was the spring water was poisoned or something?
Well water.
The well water. Was.
Something typhoid. I don't know what that is, but to see the typhoid or something. Something was in it that caused typhoid fever.
Caused typhoid fever. My goodness. That was quite a disaster for you.
And Aunt Mary, the baby girl, she was real, real sick, but she got old.
Aunt Mary didn't die. She made it.
She's the only one.
But out of 11 children, to have five die, that's a lot. My goodness. I guess you do remember that real well. While we're talking about family, this might be a good time. We did the family tree earlier to go through the names and birth dates of your family. I understand that you're the oldest, right? And your name was Daisy Lucille.
Mm-hmm.
You signed Daisy L, but everyone's mm-hmm. always called you Lucille, right? And we know
you have Lucille down on it.
Oh, yes, ma'am, mm-hmm. I do. Okay, and after you, Mrs. Vance, The next child was who? The brother.
Ernest.
Ernest R. Webb.
Mm-hmm.
And he was born?
1980.
And what was, and what month?
July 26th.
And then after Ernest?
Hattie Mae.
Mm-hmm. And she was Hattie Mae Webb, then Wheat, mm-hmm. right? And when was Hattie Mae born?
May 10th, 1910.
Okay. And then after Hattie Mae?
Javoid.
J-E-V-O-I-D.
J-E-V-O-I-D?
D. Uh-huh, D. Okay. And that's Javoid Webb. Mm-hmm. And when was he born?
September 4th, 1911.
Okay. And then number five? Was that Postelm?
Postel.
Oh, Postelm.
P-O-S-T-E-L-L.
Uh-huh. And she married a great, right? Uh-huh. G-R-A-T-E, uh-huh. So the Postelm Webb. December 23rd, 1913. And then after Postelm?
Irvin.
That was Irvin Isaiah Webb,
yeah,
right?
Irvin Isaiah.
And when was his birthday?
His birthday was April the 28th, 1916.
Right. And then the last child would be the one that died real with the baby.
Uh-huh. James Thomas, his name was. He was born February 6th, 1919.
And he died June 14th,
1919.
My goodness. You remember these birth dates. That's wonderful. So many people I talked to can't remember a single birthday.
Now, do you want my children?
Just a minute, Ms. What church did your family belong to?
Holly Spring? Holly Spring Baptist Church.
And where is Holly Spring Baptist Church? Where is
it
that located?
Down